Open your Bibles this morning to the book of Exodus, chapter 20. We'll read the first 17 verses of this particular chapter, and we will be looking primarily at one thought in verse 8. I've entitled the message this morning, Days to Remember. Exodus chapter 20, verses 1 through 17. And let's take a moment and pray. Father, it's my privilege to stand and to read the Word and preach the message. And I pray You'll bless and meet the need in every heart and every life. And magnify Him who loved us and died for us on Calvary's cross, for I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Verse 1, Exodus 20. God spake all these words, saying, I'm the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the waters under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou nor thy son nor thy daughter, thy manservant nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates, for in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. And thus we've read what is referred to and is the Ten Commandments. There are other edicts and commandments that are given in various places, but we have a quick overview of a lot of things in this chapter. Verse 8, it's where I want to focus our attention for a few moments here this morning. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Keep in mind that Israel has been brought out of Egypt's bondage. Israel is given these commandments. And the Bible said in verses 10 and 11 that this is a Sabbath to the Lord, and it is the Lord's Sabbath. If you go back to the book of Genesis chapter 1 and you read even in a little bit more detail in chapter 2 of creation, you find out that God created it in 6 days, and then on the seventh day, He rested. And the commandment is that we're to keep this day holy. God has regard and respect for this day, and He gives commandment to keep this day. So I want to point out to you that we need to remember this particular day. Now, understand from a New Testament vantage point, we are not under the Sabbatic law. We're not under this particular commandment today, but it gives us a great deal of information that we really need to keep today. And we need to remember. And we need to remember the good things, the things that will come our way, and of course, there will be some other things that will come to mind, and we'll deal with that in a moment. But we need to remember the good things. I believe that from a national standpoint, this day is important. It reminds us, and I hope it reminds you, and I would hope that the generation coming up will not buy into this engineering of history or the changing of history. There are some things about our nation that were not totally perfect. But on the other hand, there are so many good things that we see in our nation today. We were privileged to hand Gabe a Bible this morning. If certain ones had arisen to power at a particular time in history, we could not do that today. We think oftentimes of certain nations as free nations. But as long as there is a religious power that dictates the conduct, really from a conscience standpoint, a nation is not free. But certain ones have taken the stand, and then of course, we have the tribute that was made today to those that have paid the ultimate price here on earth. Memorial Day, as it originally started and was founded, was a day that folks went out to the cemetery, they put flags and they put flowers on the graves. I hope we never forget the price that's been paid so that you can do other things that you feel like you'd like to do. But as we think in terms of things to remember, we do remember our nation and some things about our nation. A good thing to remember is mom and dad. If you did not have a good mother and a good dad, my heart goes out to you. I was privileged to have a good mother and dad. And I thank God for them today. As I just remember the good things. My home was not a wealthy home by any stretch of the imagination. But somebody forgot to tell me that, so I was just as happy as if I had been told. But as we look into a greater sense of remember the Sabbath day, I believe it will call several things to mind. I'll mention just a few of them today. In our text that we read, the Bible said, keep this day holy. Do you realize that as we keep this day in mind, it does remind us of the absolute purity and the holiness of God? We live in a society that is rather loose in their thinking about God. And that God does not necessarily care about our actions, but He does. In this particular text that we've read, it speaks of conduct, and involved in that is the holiness of God. It does speak of God's judgment, but it also speaks of God's preservation. So we need to keep the day, remember God's holiness, and I know I deal with this subject quite often, but we need to remember that we are creatures of God. We didn't form ourselves. We did not elevate ourselves. But God, in His infinite planning, has created. We need to remember that God remembers this day and regards this day, because it is His Sabbath. It's not ours. I am somewhat saddened by the elimination of the blues laws. I believe that there needs to be a day that is set aside for God. But God remembers in this particular case, we're talking about the Sabbath. The saved must remember that they will appear at the judgment seat of Christ. And the Bible said we'll appear there to respond and explain our conduct, how we've used the time. And certainly the lost need to remember that they give an account of themselves in judgment. So we see then that this is a commandment to remember. I want to broaden this thought for a moment, and if you'll bear with me, we'll get through the message, but with the type of day that we have and the things that we need to remember, I think it's well. We need to remember certain days of the year. Now, irregardless of how you look at what is called Christmas or a particular day, and there's a lot of debate and discussion that usually goes on around each year in December. But we need to remember every day of the year that Jesus Christ was born. Never lose sight of that. Keep that in mind. We need to remember that there was a day. Whether we can pinpoint that day and say this was the day might be another issue, but we need to always be reminded of the fact that there was the condescension on the part of God as He robed Himself in the flesh of a man by way of the virgin's womb and came into this world. As we remember that He was born, we need to remember that He was born to die. There's a picture in my office. There's been a couple or three that have been painted that with some variants. But on this one, it basically says that some men look for their destiny, others are born with a destiny. And it shows a little child and the shadow of a cross. Jesus Christ came for a purpose. He came to accomplish something. And we need to remember that. Which leads me to this subject. We need to remember that He died to save. His is the only name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. And involved in that, we need to remember that He alone can save. Since there's no other name under heaven that we can be saved by, we need to remember His name. And we need to remember that He will save those that believe. There is a progression in the 10th chapter of the book of Romans. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Then he asks the question, how shall they believe in Him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how will they preach except they be sent? There's a progression in that, and we need to remember that He alone can save, and He will save those that believe. Now, Israel as a nation was to remember certain days. There were offerings that were to be made at a certain time, on a certain day. There were feasts that were to be kept in a certain fashion, on a certain day. They would start, and if it was a feast that lasted several days, it would start on a certain day. It would end on a certain day. And the whole purpose was to bring us to the truth that Jesus Christ is the Savior. Amen. For the Bible speaks of the commandment or the law as a schoolmaster to bring us to Christ. Israel was to remember that they were a people saved by the Lord. The book of Deuteronomy speaks of this as it speaks of the blessing and the cursing. You'd have to read the whole story to get the picture, but there was a certain group on one mountain peak that would cry out the blessing. On the other side, there would be those that would cry out the consequences of the curse. And then he said, basically to this effect, who's like you, O people saved by the Lord? As we look into this thought of things, and in particular days to remember, we as individuals should remember certain days and events. Nationally, again, I think we ought to remember the wars that have been fought, even the Civil War. Now, I do not recommend a civil war as this nation fought. Many times, brother pitted against brother. But there's certainly one thing about it. It makes us aware of the fact that war is a costly and a deadly thing. There have been some wars. They always talk about this is the war to end all wars. But it always takes one more. We need to remember those wars that are fought. But I move on and I say to you that we need to remember that God founded our nation. If there was ever a nation that God placed on earth to perform His will, it would certainly be the United States of America. And I'm not discounting Israel. I'm just telling you that we've been blessed as a nation because our God is the Lord. And we need to remember that God founded our nation. Do you ever wonder why I speak so against evolution? First of all, it's wrong. It's not correct. But you know what it does teach our children? That they're nothing but an accident then and here without any purpose. And it's not any wonder that they live like there's not any purpose if they're taught that they have no purpose. But we have a purpose. As a child of God, we're to honor Him. We're to glorify God. So we need to remember that God founded our nation. We need to remember that God has preserved our nation. If there was ever a time, probably, that the United States should have fallen, it would have been in the attack on Pearl Harbor, when so many of our ships were destroyed and it left us very vulnerable. But God preserved our nation. Just a couple of three thoughts and we'll be through. If we're saved this morning, we need to remember God's work in our lives. I'm thankful that God began to convict me of sin, and I could not pillow my head in rest until I was saved by the grace of God. I'm not saying that Holy Spirit conviction is always pleasant, but it's also necessary. so that we'll understand that we need to be saved. And if we're saved, we ought to be thankful for God's work in our lives. Every one of us ought to look back with thanksgiving to the men that preached the gospel to us. And I appreciate them today. So if we're saved, we need to remember that day that God worked in our lives until He gave us peace. There was a night, early in the night, when I passed from death unto life. And knew that peace that really goes beyond understanding. If we're not saved today, if there was one scene I could recommend that you fix in your mind and remember, it is the great white throne and the judgment that is set. In conclusion this morning, we need to remember that God is. And that we must account to Him. We ought to be able to rejoice if we're saved. We ought to fear if we're not saved. For the Bible said that perfect love casts out fear. But there has to be fear in the heart of the unsaved today. We need to remember that God is. If you're here today and you've been convinced otherwise, abandon that era and in faith, turn to the Lord. Let's stand together. As we stand, musicians, make your way to the front and prepare the invitation number, and I'll pray with the rest. Father, again, I say thank you for your grace today, and thank you for a nation where we can preach and encourage folks to trust Jesus Christ, your Son. Now I pray you'll bless this time of invitation. If you've spoken to a heart and a need to come, Lord, may they step to the closest aisle and make their way to the front today. We'll thank you for all that you do in each life, for we pray in but one name, and that is the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.